Paul Marsh here on Express, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined on a Zoom call by Steve from the Ley Line. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Paul. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm really good. I'm really excited to talk to you because you guys have got so much energy, and it's always nice to introduce some of our listeners to maybe a band that they haven't heard of. So if there's anybody out there that hasn't heard of the Ley Line, just very quickly kind of describe your sound for anybody that's not heard of you.
Okay, mate. So the Ley Lines, the name the Ley Lines came from the mythical lines of energy that run all over the world. As you quite rightly pointed out, we are all about energy. We're bouncy. When we go onto stage, we give everything we've got every single time, and we try and get the crowd bouncing with us. So our tagline is not quite folk. So we have a folk element to us in the fact that we do tell stories about life and experiences and the government and all these kind of things. And we, you know, our lead instrument is a fiddle. Hannah plays the fiddle. And there's a little bit of punk, a little bit of rock, a little bit of folk, and a little bit of ballad. So ultimately, mate, we are a festival band. That's where we feel most at home. And that's where we like to get the big crowds jumping.
Right, so let's just really about your album Recover Reveal, which came out in 2019. It did it's frightening, isn't it? It did very, very well for you guys. It kind of elevated you up a level and reached places that you possibly hadn't gone before.
We're very, very proud of the album. If you listen to the lyrics, it's a very heartfelt album, and I think that's one of the things that people relate to a lot of the songs on there. Recover Reveal itself it tells a very interesting story about recovering from things in the past and then revealing the new you. So it's all about moving forward, letting go of things of the past. Breakout, again, as it says, it's breaking out into something new. We are all about experience. We're all about life experience, and we're all about telling those stories that people can relate to. So it's a very, very humbling feeling when people approach you after a gig and tell you the impact that one of your songs has had on their life. And, you know, you don't need to be famous. You don't need to have a global audience. If you write songs from the heart, you can have an audience of 10 people. And if you make one difference to one of those people's life, that song was worth every single minute that you sat there to create it. You don't have to have millions of followers. You don't have to have, stadiums. You can have a little room with a few people in it. If you've written a song which touches their heart, their mind, and their soul, mate, to me that's all you can ask for. And I think that's what I did with Recover Reveal. It was a very introspective kind of thing, and it was a case of wanting to write things that people can relate to. And to be honest with you, I used to do this thing where people would always ask me, you know, what is that song about? And I always used to say, listen, I wrote the song. It's whatever you want it to mean. So if you explain what it means to me, it detracts from the power of the song. But I changed my mind after a long time. I changed my mind because I think people deserve to know what it means to me so that they can relate it to their own story.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You've all about the energy. You've got so much energy on stage. In fact, you have so much energy on stage that you recorded a live album.
We did indeed. Well, obviously during lockdown was a little bit, it was a bit crazy for everybody, and we're no exception to that. But we felt that To experience the Ley Lines fully, you have to experience us live, and to be there, to feel that energy spreading throughout the crowd and watching people and bouncing off of each other's energy.
Now, talking of your live performances, of course, you are at the Joiners in Southampton on Saturday.
Yeah.
Greatly looking forward to it. What can the people expect?
Pure, unadulterated, unapologetic, blow the roof off energy.
Wow.
And I didn't even rehearse that part.
Wow.
Listen, when people come and see us, we want to give them every single ounce of everything we've got. We want to immerse them in an experience that when they leave, their heart's racing, their pulse is racing, they're excited, they want to see more, they want to hear more. You know, when we go to do a gig, we go with the full intention of having a great, great time. We plan to take people on a musical journey. From the first song to the last song, everything we've got, we will leave on that stage, which gets a bit different when you're doing 4 or 5 gigs in a row. But do you know what? We have an unwritten rule in our band. If you're not going to go out on that stage and give at least 100%, don't get on the stage. You need to go out there and be the best person you can be so that everybody else in our band knows that you're the best person to do that job in that band. And it can't help but to feed into the crowd. It just starts to spread and you can see it. Even people that have never seen us before, they, you know, it's kind of, you know, the people that have seen us before, they know what's coming. They know what to expect. Bang, straight away, they're bouncing right from the first song. They're, you know, up and down, stamping their feet, clapping their hands. Some people aren't used to it, so they're a little bit on the sidelines. They'll look in and they'll think, oh, I really want to join in. By the end of it, I guarantee they're jumping with everybody else.
Well, the Joiners is a fantastic venue as well. It's very intimate. I've seen so many different bands there over the years, and it always has a great atmosphere. So, you know, with you guys, that's going to hype it up to 11 as well.
I really do hope so, really do. Nice Spinal Tap reference there as well, buddy.
Thank you.
We can be a bit Spinal Tap on tour sometimes as well, mate. But yeah, we really are looking forward to it. You know, the tour's going to be a great tour. We're going from down in the depths of Truro, down in Cornwall, all the way up to the top to Glasgow and everywhere in between. And you know, we're going to be actually premiering some new songs as well.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So we've been working on a new album. So, you know, the best way to do this is to get them out there and test them in the live, the live arena. So we will be dropping a few new songs and we'll see how they go. But yeah, it's exciting, mate. Every tour we do is always exciting. It will never get old. It will never get boring. That's for sure.
Steve, thank you so much for talking to us. I really do appreciate it. I would wish you luck on Saturday, but I know that you don't need it and it's going to be absolutely phenomenal as well. Can't wait to hear the new stuff. Thanks for talking to us. I really do appreciate it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all the Express FM listeners. Hopefully we'll see you down at the Joiners on Saturday. Take care, guys.